This is Carmen Norris, and you are listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. Dear Courtney, I feel wrong just writing that name because I have every possible doubt I could think of to know that from the moment you walked up to the counter saying you needed your phone fixed, it was all a lie. I work at an old IT store where we fix electronics that cost, even with a discount, more than I make in a month. It's not the worst job, but I would sometimes, well, most times entertain myself with the secrets people keep hidden in their phones. I'd see married couples come in and find out one of them never signed their marriage certificate. I've seen phones of people who always reach out to loved ones but never hear back. And then one very unsuspecting day, I saw you. You came in with your long braids and a confident swagger that made me take every word you said seriously. With anyone else, it would have been odd that they were in a hurry to rush out the door without signing anything after leaving an expensive phone with us. But since you only had me call you after two or three times before you filled out your info, I didn't think much of it. I didn't find anything too weird during my snooping inspection, so I let it be and got back to the business of seeing what was causing you problems. I didn't realize it at the time, but the answer came in the form of a text message from Doug. A string of them came through, and I didn't think anything of it until a picture of me with a message that read, "Hey Eddie, wanna play with me?" I looked around. Someone in the store had to be messing with me. I looked out from the back room and my coworkers were all busy with customers. Before I could decide how I felt about that, another text came in. "What's got you so nervous? Did our mutual friend not explain the rules? Until you get someone to agree to take this phone and hold on to it, I'll make your life miserable. Oh, and if you tell anyone, well, don't find out what happens when you do." I got a notification that my credit score dropped to 200. I didn't even know it could go that low. I thought he was a hacker that could make things pop like that, and no. When I opened the app, that's truly what it said. My student loans had magically tripled, as if they weren't already high enough. But then I knew better than to question how much of a joke this was. I wrote back and said, "Well, what do you want? What's the point in all this?" They simply responded with the emoji that's shrugging both arms. Yeah, real helpful. I tried searching for the phone number on the company computer. I figured if I could scare whoever this was, but it didn't matter because absolutely nothing popped up. I tried every trick I knew to see if they were spoofing the number they were using. Then they texted again. "I know what you're doing and it's making me mad." I started to get messages from people on my phone responding to something I would never type, much less send, saying how much I hate them and never wanted them in my life to begin with. It was vile. And when I tried to respond, I couldn't. Nothing would go through. I froze there. A phone has never made me feel so trapped. But there I was, trying to think of how someone could be doing this and what I could do to make it stop. I worked on fixing it and decided I'd just give you back the phone when you got back and ignored any other messages that came in. I went up front to call you and tell you it was ready. I got out and everyone in the store stood frozen. Their eyes were open and they had distant looks. The phone buzzed and chimed like crazy. I still refused to answer. I saw a group of people outside and ran into them offering a free phone, and they looked at me with nothing but annoyance. Then, Courtney, I saw you sitting in your car. I went to give it to you, but you put your seatbelt on to drive off. Was it you the whole time? And why did you do all this? I looked at the kid walking to your car and looked at you. You knew it was a warning, but you didn't budge. To the kid, I said, hey, your mom's phone is fixed. Can you hold on to it and give it to her? He said, sure, and took it. I didn't have to look directly at you to feel your fear as you began honking the horn. Even in your panic, you didn't open your mouth to say anything. Your breathing was labored, but your movements were so stiff. I could tell by the way your shoulders didn't move, but your chest heaved up and down. Is that what fear and karma caused you to do? Or was it our mutual friend, Doug? Why didn't you get out and scream to stop me? Was it that you couldn't? Or was this because of some weird rules of the game? I walked back to the store and things were normal. I'd never been so relieved to hear the hum of people asking questions and laptops being tinkered with. I walked behind the counter and got a new message on my phone that read, the rules have changed, and I'm not done with you yet. So, dear Courtney, or whoever you are, what did you get me into? And how do I escape it? Thank you for listening to another episode of the Bad Alibi Podcast. This was such a fun one for me to write and dig into. I definitely wanted to do something with technology. Really hope you guys enjoyed it. Do make sure that you set your phone wherever you're listening to this podcast to make sure that you get alerts every time I put out a new episode. Also, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, at Author Carmen Norris. I'd love to connect with you guys. All right. Until next time, y'all.